So we are busy with a recording on understanding the Bible. Now, understanding the Bible, we know now the Word is a person. And the Word is made alive by the Holy Spirit. So you can study the Bible, the letters, for 7 or 10 years, and it's possible that you never know the one who wrote it. It's possible that it's only knowledge. Now, knowledge, the Bible says, puffs up. Knowledge without love. If you don't have love, knowledge is nothing. So, God is love. So, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So, that is amazing. That is amazing that God is the author of this book. And he comes and he wants to stay in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And the Holy Spirit wants to teach us about God. And that is eternal life. John 17, this is eternal life, that we know God. So if we know him, the more we know him, the more we see him, the more we are changed into his likeness, and the more life we'll experience. The last one I shared with you on trials a little bit, and that's not a nice thing that one will go through as a Christian. The sufferings of Christ, we'll go through them. But God's will is that we come out triumphantly, full of joy, exceedingly joyful, and lacking nothing. So when anybody is tempted, he mustn't say he's tempted of God. God cannot tempt anyone. And Jesus shows us an example how to resist temptation by saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Luke chapter 4, Jesus would say, it is written. When the temptation came, Jesus said, it is written, it is written. When the devil said, if you are the Son of God, do this and this, Jesus said, it is written. Jesus used the scripture, you see, and that's what you and I must also do, me and you, we must do that. Use the scripture. God watches over his word to perform it, and that's wonderful. So count it all joy when you have all these trials and things. Now, in this lesson, I want to focus on something, how to understand your sonship. You are a son of God. I just want to read some scriptures, and then you'll see what I mean. In John chapter 1, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 1, look at this. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Now, when you read this, you see, if you receive him, you can become a child of God. Now, when do you become a child of God? You see, if you don't understand the timing and things, why did God write it here, you can become. And then at another place in 1 John chapter 3, now we jump now right back of the Bible, past the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we read 1 John chapter 3, and let me read it to you there. Now, this is the same person who wrote the book of John. He wrote also 1 John. Now, look at this, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, but because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God. Excuse me. Now we are children of God. You see, in John chapter 1, he says, if you believe in him, you can become a child of God. In 1 John 3, it says, beloved, now we are children of God. Now, what have changed? What changed from the old to the new? What changed? You've become a child of God. What made it possible for you to become a child of God? Now, let's look at Jesus now. What happened? Why did Jesus die? What does the Bible say about him? Now, let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8. And I want to show you there that Jesus is called the firstborn of many brethren. Romans chapter 8. Let's read verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. Firstborn among many brethren. Okay, now let's go to the book of Hebrews, and we see more light on this. I want to show you that Jesus was the firstborn, or the only born first son of God. He was the first one. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Look at this. Let's read. It's talking about Jesus all the time, but let's start in verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies, that's now Jesus who sanctified us, eh? Verse 11. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified, that's us, are all of one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He call us brethren. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. It's actually very simple, because Jesus is God's Son. The Father sent his Son. And if you believe in him, what he did, you also become God's Son. That makes you and Jesus brothers. That's just so simple. You need to have somebody to write another book so that you can't understand it. If you just read the Bible, it's very clear. I mean, if Jesus is God's Son, and you become God's Son by accepting what Jesus did, you are brothers of Jesus. Jesus is your brother. So that's exactly what it says here in Hebrews chapter 2 and in Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, it says Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. Excuse me. I'm going to jump to a scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. My wife says I mustn't say 11. It's 11. Okay. Matthew chapter 11. 11 verse 11. Look at this. Now it's talking about John the Baptist. And it says here, Matthew 11 verse 11. Assuredly I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. Among those who are born of woman. Are you born of a woman? Yes. Am I born of a woman? Yes. Among those who are born of woman, there's not one greater than John the Baptist. That means Moses. That means Elijah. All those people. John the Baptist were the greatest. Okay. He was the last one who prepared the way of Jesus. Okay. Now, let me read it to you again. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of woman, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. Now look at this. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The least one in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. Sure. Now, John the Baptist was born of a woman, right? So was Elijah, so was Moses, so were all those people, right? Here comes Jesus. Is he born of a woman? Yeah, he's born of the Virgin Mary, right? Is he born from above as well? Was Jesus born from above, or did he have an earthly father? Was Joseph his earthly father? No, Joseph wasn't. Hey. The Father spoke the word into Mary, and Mary accepted that word, and the word became flesh, and that was Jesus. Jesus was born of an earthly mother, but a heavenly father. That's how Jesus was born. So to be a son of the heavenly Father, you must be born from the heavenly Father, right? Now you and me, we are born from an earthly father. And that earthly father made us people on earth. We've got a legal right to be on this earth. But now Jesus comes to Nicodemus and he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born again. And this new birth is a wonderful birth. Look at what Peter said about it. 1 Peter. Let's just go to Peter. In Peter, I just want to see that scripture. Sure. First Peter 1:23. Peter's talking. He says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Let's just back up. Let's read 22, then you get a little bit of the context as well. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Having been born again from incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Now, how was Jesus born? He was born from a virgin. Who was his father? God was his father. God was his father. You see, and you and me, excuse me, you and me, we have an earthly father. That earthly father's name is whoever your earthly father is. But then God says, you must be born again, and you are able to be born again. In John 1, he says, if you believe in Jesus, you can become a son of God. But at that time, Jesus hasn't died yet. Now, what do I say? I say to you, you can be a child of God right now. Yes, you can become, but if you believe in Jesus right now, you will not become one, you'll be one. You understand that? You see, in John chapter 1, Jesus hasn't died yet. So Jesus said to them, if you believe, you can become children of God. When Jesus died, we don't say to people, you can keep on becoming children of God. No, no, no. You can be a child of God now. Sure, this is amazing. Right. Because if you believe in Jesus now, Jesus paid a price for you so that you can be a child of God. You can be a child of God. You are not now, but if you accept the work Jesus did, Something happened inside of you, and you become a child of God the moment you believe. You can be changed. And this is why you can be greater than John the Baptist, because you are born from above. John the Baptist died before Jesus died. He did not experience this. Yet he was a great prophet, the greatest that ever lived. It was born from a woman. But you and me, we are born from a woman, yes. From an earthly man, yes. But then, because we have accepted Jesus, we are now born again. Look at 1 John. It says, 1 John chapter 5 verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You are born of God. Now that's not your earthly birth. Your earthly birth, you are born of a man. You are a son of man. But now this makes you a son of God. You are born of God. Born of God. You see, this life, this new life, is you are born from above. You are born of God. This is an amazing thing, that a human being, which is born of a woman on the earth from an earthly man, Jesus said, you can become born again. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, if anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creation, a new creature, a new species of being. The old things have passed away, the new has come. That which is born of the Spirit, John 3 says, is spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So Jesus walked on this earth with an earthly body, and you have an earthly body, right? But Jesus didn't have a sinful nature because he wasn't born of Joseph. You, when you were born, you had a sinful nature. And when Jesus died on that cross, Jesus made a plan for you so that you can be crucified. So when Jesus went to the cross, Romans 6 verse 6, you were crucified. Your old man was crucified with Christ. Now you were crucified with Christ. When you were crucified with Christ, you died. You were buried. Then a new man rose from the dead. And you are that new man now. If you look at your body, the body isn't new. Your intellect is new in some areas, but not new. Only in some areas. But in your spirit, you are now a son of the living God. 1 John 3, behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we can be called sons of God. Hey, you are a son of God. To be a son means that you must be born of God. If you're born of God, you're a son of God. You're not God, but you're a son of God. A son of the living God. What an amazing thing. You are a son of the living God. Now I know, you look at your actions and you say, oh, I'm not. Look what I still do. Look, I still sin. Excuse me. Look, I still do things wrong. Listen. I'm talking about a Savior. This is what the Savior did for you. He saved you. He killed your old man, Romans 6 verse 6, or Galatians 2 verse 20. He killed you on that cross. He took the penalty for all your past, present, and future sins of that old man, right? So that's gone. He took it. He paid for it in full. Now Hebrews 10 kicks in. Hebrews 10 says that if the blood of bulls and goats would mean, could make somebody perfect, the people would have had no more consciousness of sin. And then it carries on and it says, we are sanctified by Jesus Christ, by his sacrifice once and for all. So you see, I want you to look at the Savior. You have a Savior. That Savior made you, made it possible for you to become a child of God. Now, if you believe what the Savior did, immediately you become a son of the living God. Wow, a son of God. A son of God. If I say to you, you are a son of the living God. Sure. You know, if I say to you, you're a son of the president, of an earthly president, you immediately think of your privileges, or you think of what you have. Now, this is what happened when Jesus died and paid that price, when he changed the history of the world. When he died, he said, it is finished. On that cross, he opened the way for you to become a new you, a new person in Jesus Christ. That is what God did. That is what he did. I want to close with Galatians. Galatians, let's go there. Maybe I'm closing with this. Oh, man. Galatians, chapter 4. Chapter 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son. His son, huh? Born of a woman, born under the law. Yes, he was born of a woman under the law. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons, as a son. Okay. And because you are sons of God, not because you will become, and because you are sons of God, has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You are a son. You are a son. Say it. I am a son of God. I am a son of the living God. Jesus made me a son of the living God. He opened the way so that I can be a son of God. God's Holy Spirit is in my heart. And I cry out, Abba, Father. I am your son, Father. Thank you. That's amazing. That's amazing. You can say, Abba, Father. 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 Oh, say that word. Abba. Abba. Father. Father. That means you are a son. If you can say Father, if you're born of him, you're a son. You say Father. In the name of Jesus. And that's how you start to talk to the Father. Talk to him. Share your heart with him. The most loving, the most kind, the most forgiving, the most awesome God there is. The one who controls the universe. The one who controls, excuse me, the earth, the sky, the sun, the moon. That one is your Father. my father, sure, it's amazing. And he became your father through what Jesus did. Jesus was the firstborn of many brethren, and you are one of those brethren or sisters. You are one of them. That's it. You are a son or daughter of the living God. He gave you His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who wants to teach you these truths. These truths. Let's listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. And that's one way that you can also understand the Bible. When the Bible speaks of people in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant or the time before Jesus died, God talks about them as servants. And He talks about them not as He talked about Jesus. Jesus was the first one who called God His Father. You know, Abraham didn't call God his father. David didn't. Moses didn't. But Jesus came and He said, Father, Father. Remember in the garden He prayed, Father, let this cup pass from Me. Father, Father. Here Paul comes after Jesus died, and Paul wrote in the book of Galatians, we are sons, and we call Abba Father, because we are sons. We have the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Holy Spirit in us, which will also quicken our mortal bodies. Oh man, it's amazing. Enjoy being a son or daughter of the living God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, my Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You that I can be Your child and I can say Abba, Father. Thank You that You have made a way through Jesus Christ so that we can call You Father. We are back into Your kingdom. Thank You, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, thank You for that. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for teaching us these wonderful truths, that we are sons of the living God, and we can call God our Father. And Jesus, we can call You our eldest brother. Thank You, Jesus, that You made it possible for me and my listener to be a son or daughter of the living God. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.